Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and welcome to another in the series of pre-system teleseminars. This is where we get to know the System 2008 faculty, their backgrounds, their expertise, and our goal is to give you some material that you can use right away in your business to profit. Our guest today is Christian Michelson. Christian, welcome.
Glad to be here.
I first learned about Christian's work through Robert Middleton, and Robert Middleton's an old colleague. I mean, he's not old, but maybe we are old. I don't know. We've known each other for a long time, and I've watched his progress on the Internet, which has been spectacular, and I've particularly been fascinated by Robert's approach to coaching and very impressed by it. And Robert said, well, you know, you should really talk to Christian. That's the guy that taught me so much and gave me so much insight to help me get to where I am today. So I thought, well, I'll definitely want to talk with him. And we had a call with Christian for the System Club members about half a year ago. Very positive response to that. And I asked Christian if he'd consider making the trip to Chicago this year and actually conduct a workshop for us. And I was very delighted when he said yes. Christian, if we were to describe your core expertise and what you bring to the table, what is it that you do?
Well, for years I've been a small business coach, and just for the record, I want to mention about Robert Middleton that he was successful long before he hired me. We did work together for a year, and I know he got a lot of great results from our work and stuff like that. But my specialty right now is helping people get started in professional coaching and grow, you know, a six-figure or, you know, even beyond coaching revenue stream. And, you know, the great thing about coaching is that if somebody already is doing some information marketing and, you know, has advice and information products that they sell and they've been working to grow an email list, you know, you can start offering coaching and start making money from coaching very quickly and add an extra six or potentially even a seven-figure revenue stream with coaching.
This is great. Now, you've started out as a business coach.
Well, I actually started out as a business owner that was working at another job to support my business with a miserable life in every which way, and I hired a coach for myself, and that was over 9 years ago. And my coach helped me turn everything around. I got out of my job, was able to make I didn't get rich in my business, but I was able to support myself working for myself. Turned all, you know, everything in my life around, and then I thought, wow, this coaching stuff was so good. I wonder if I could do it and help other people. And you know, I had some self doubts about whether I'd be able to and all that stuff, but I worked through that and started coaching. And I started as a generalist success coach. And that was over 8 years ago. And I noticed that all the people hiring me, or the majority of the people hiring me, I should say, were business owners and sales professionals. Mm. So I decided to pick a very, very narrow niche of business and sales coach. That's a joke, since it's not a narrow niche. I'm trying to cover two right there, right?
Right.
Eventually, I did narrow it down to just business coach and helping business owners grow their businesses. And then about three and a half years ago, I got hired by other professional coaches that were struggling to grow their businesses. And four out of five of them, I was able to help them grow their business to six figures within 18 months, and one of them within 90 days.
Hmm.
And the one who didn't, I only worked with him for 2 months, so I'm not sure what happened. You know, he may have gotten there by now. I just don't know. Mm-hmm. But you know, so I realized that I had, you know, through all my years of trying to figure out how to grow my own coaching business, and through helping, you know, other business owners grow their businesses, that I really had learned what it takes to you know, quickly grow a coaching business. You know, so.
Sure.
Over the last couple of years, I started focusing on just primarily helping people get started in coaching. And, you know, the great thing about coaching is that coaching is facilitation of growth and change. So it's something that, you know, we're all already doing. You know, if we're teaching something, if you have information products, you know, you're already helping to facilitate growth and change by the training that you're offering. And coaching is just a more powerful extension of that. You know, it's being able to interact with somebody. You know, you may, let's say you sell information products on, you know, on how to become a successful network marketer or something like that. Well, by actually coaching people, then they can take those strategies, you know, and apply them. And also, one of the things that I really believe is that, well, two things. I believe that success is absolutely inevitable, and failure is absolutely inevitable. You know, you can't help but fail and screw up and make all sorts of mistakes along the way. But if you stick with it, if you have a goal that you want to achieve, if you want to start a business, if you want to grow a business, if you want to achieve whatever results you want to achieve, they are inevitable if you stick with it long enough. If you keep working at it and keep doing, you know, doing what it takes to get there, I mean, you can't, it's not inevitable if you're just going to sit on the couch. And you also have to work on the inner stuff. You have to work through your own fears, doubts, limiting beliefs, and things like that. I was just working with someone yesterday who had this whole perfectionism thing going on, and she was telling me how much perfectionism is costing her in her business because she doesn't get into action right away. She keeps thinking about stuff and then just, you know, decides, ah, screw it, and goes on to something else. And she was like, man, you know, I had this great idea a couple of years ago, and I just didn't do it, and now I see other people doing it, and I'm like, wow, why didn't I do it? Mm-hmm. And it was this whole perfectionism thing. She's, you know, worrying about, like, if she says the wrong thing, you know, what are her peers going to think? And so, you know, I was able to work with her yesterday for, you know, just a few minutes and, you know, help her work through that and get her to the place where that perfectionism is no longer an issue for her.
This is very interesting because, you know, the reality is just about anything technical you need to learn in internet marketing or any business, you know, you can learn. In a few minutes, a few hours, okay, maybe some things are complicated, might take a few days, but then you've got the tool. So what's the hang-up? And it seems like, you know, we all come with, you know, various blockages and misconceptions and
sure.
I guess fears and doubts. And so that's a part of what you bring to the table when as a coach.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm such a big believer in the coaching process that even if you don't have a lot of tools to help people with that inner stuff, just by being on a call with somebody and letting somebody hear themselves think by talking out loud to you, talking about their goals out loud to somebody who's really there to support them,
mm-hmm.
talking about their challenges that they're facing, and, you know, keeping the check-in with progress, you know, weekly over, you know, over several months, just that coaching process in and of itself is such a powerful experience for people. You know, who are we surrounded by in our lives? You know, very few of us have created a peer group that's super encouraging and optimistic and all sorts of stuff. I remember one of the biggest shifts for me when I quit my job to start working for myself full time was I felt this level of freedom, not just freedom to, like, you know, of time and, you know, not having, you know, being able to call my own shots. I mean, that's a great level of freedom. But just freedom from, like, what other people think. I remember talking to people about, like, I'm going to start my own business. And, you know, so many people were like, you shouldn't quit your job, you know. You better be careful. Make sure you have a lot of money saved up, you know.
Right, people, now's not the time.
The economy's not that good right now. You probably shouldn't do that, you know. And it was actually right around the whole internet economic downturn when I was doing that. So, you know, as soon as I broke free from that, I just felt this level of freedom of, like, wow, I'm not so caught in the matrix of what everybody else thinks and this mass mediocrity consciousness. You know, I don't mean to knock the general public, but, you know.
I know what you mean, and I've been on my own, running my own businesses for so long. Sometimes I forget, but every now and then I come up against, for lack of a better word, employees,
uh-huh.
you know, and employee mentality, and it's not a broad thinking mentality. It's not a positive. It's not necessarily positive. It's not necessarily encouraging and supportive of people's highest aspirations. I mean, let's face it. If you own a company and you've got a bunch of employees, you know, you want them to get the job done. You don't really want to open doors and open windows and give them too many positive ideas about other things they could be doing with their talents. So I mean, it's just a reality, right? So the whole culture of being an employee and being inside a company or an institution just lends itself to, frankly, dampening people down, I'm sorry to say, but I think that's fair and accurate. And it's extremely hard, I would say maybe, and I won't say impossible, because it's not impossible, but it's extremely hard in that environment to build up the sort of psychological momentum you need to get out and do some creative things and some positive things for yourself. So, yeah, I mean, I really never thought about this, but...
Yeah, and honestly, I know, my hat goes off to everybody who's ever succeeded without a coach, because for me, it's like anytime I have, some sticking point or a challenge or a problem, my immediate thought is, all right, who's my next coach going to be to help me break through this? And I don't know if I ever would have been able to, quit my job and get things going if I hadn't had a coach to, sort of guide me and encourage me. And I think, I just saw a little study that showed, what would people really rather have, money or compliments? And they did this little experiment. They had people going out on the street and saying, would you rather have $5 or a compliment? And, with the $5 in their hand, ready to give it to them. And I don't remember the statistic, but it was a vast majority actually wanted a compliment more than $5.
Wow.
So, I don't think we can possibly, we are starved for not only compliments or appreciation or encouragement, but, we just don't get it. We just don't get much of it. And I don't know that we're needy for it, but it means so much when we get it. And having somebody kind of in your corner supporting you just can be, make such a difference.
Well, we're human beings. We're not machines. And I didn't have coaching myself. And and coaching is a relatively new phenomenon. Maybe we should say the last 5-10 years.
Yeah, that's when it's definitely broken out for sure.
It just didn't exist. And as I sort of scan my past and look at all the things that I went through to finally make the transition from a desperate employee to somebody with my own deal. God, it would have been amazing to have somebody to talk to. Because there was, in my case, and maybe this is the case of a lot of people listening right now, there was nobody in my nearby surroundings, in my family. I think I had one buddy who was kind of a wild man, was willing to think of crazy ideas and stuff. He wasn't very good at executing them, though, but at least he listened. And that helped.
Yeah,
but that was
sure.
It. That was it. So I can really see that. The path that you went on is very interesting. You like all of us started out employed, and then developing a business. You discovered that with the help of a coach, you could actually accomplish what you were trying to accomplish. In other words, instead of working at a job to support your business, which a lot of people do, you actually broke through to the business supported you.
Yeah.
And then having had that experience, you realized in your bones that, wow, this coaching thing is not trivial. I mean, this is really a big piece of the puzzle. And then you got into coaching, and then you realized, hey, coaches need help in how to promote themselves and how to run their businesses and so on. So you've seen the entire spectrum
yeah.
from being the guy that really desperately needed some coaching to the guy that's showing already accomplished coaches how to make a better business model. I think we've covered the fact that this coaching, and I have to admit, I was biased because I didn't have coaching ever. I never understood it until I met you, and we talked about it in depth. And I realized, gosh, this isn't just some crazy thing. This is something that people actually, done correctly, people can actually benefit from tremendously, which is one of the reasons I wanted to ask you to come and speak. So at System 2008, you're going to be talking to people about how to add the coaching component to their information marketing businesses. Is that pretty much a good summary of what you'll be doing?
Yeah, and certainly anyone who doesn't even have a business yet, if you're just interested in, you know, starting as a coach, that's, you know, I think, you know, there's a lot of people who are coaches that don't do any of the information marketing and internet marketing stuff, and then there's a lot of information marketers who aren't doing any of the coaching stuff. So I feel like it's a great thing to have both. And so, you know, if people are already coaches, I definitely help them start working on creating information products and programs and stuff like that, and even live events. You know, I hold my own live events. And then for people who have information product businesses, it's especially if you're starting up an information product business and you aren't making enough money to make a living on it yet. Because if you think about it, you know, if you're selling something for like $39 or something, mm-hmm. you got to sell a lot of those to make to make a living on it. You know, that your volume needs to get pretty high. But as a coach, you know, and I don't know what the exact average coaching fee is. I'm going to say it's something like $450 a month. You know, but if you enroll somebody, let's say $500 a month for 6 months, you know, that's a $3,000 sale.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you know, enroll somebody at $500 a month for a year, let's say that's $6,000, you know. But mm-hmm. so let's say you get 10 clients paying you $500 a month and they sign up for a year, that's $5,000 of revenue a month. From 10 sales.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, all those low-priced information products are excellent gateway products into coaching. In other words, if, let's say you're a master of, attracting hummingbirds, you know, just use this maybe a silly example, but still it works, and you're selling an ebook on that, and there are people that are passionate about that. And let's say it's really involved, and to really do it well, it's good to have somebody step you through it over a period of time. Not everybody's going to say, oh, I need a coach, but there'll always be, in any large number of people, there'll always be a percentage, just like you can bank on it, that really are able, willing, and ready to spend, make a much more significant investment to be helped personally.
Absolutely. And certainly in hobbies, you know, hobbies like that sort of thing, but definitely in any of the, you know, the hotter, you know, super hot niches like health, business, you know, health, money, or relationships where, you know, there's a lot of hot buttons. For somebody that wants to lose weight, yeah, they can buy your ebook on weight loss tips. Maybe they can mm-hmm. buy your supplements, you know, your weight loss supplements. But if they had a weight loss coach, mm-hmm. you know, how much more likely are they going to be to get the success they want? That's the other benefit of adding coaching, too, is you can create more success stories. Because you're helping them, and by you personally working through, you know, working with them, they're more likely to succeed. You get more superstar success stories, which are proof that your stuff works. And then the other thing is that when you coach someone, it's actually a kind of a market research tool because mm-hmm. you're going to get so much deeper inside the mind of your target market by actually coaching someone than you ever could through any other type of market research you could possibly do, because they're going to be sharing their deepest, you know, fears and worries and concerns, and as they are trying to use your ideas and techniques, then the, you know, things are going to come up for them, and you'll be like, oh wow, I didn't realize that after the first 3 days is where, you know, people have the biggest challenge. Like the first 3 days they've got momentum, and then after, you know, on day four is where a lot of people seem to fall off, and this is exactly what starts going through people's minds. They start thinking, oh, this is too hard, is it really worth it, you know, can I really do this, you know, mm-hmm. So you start being able to get their you know, their fears, their worries, and when you use that stuff, you know, for marketing materials, you can actually talk to that. Mm-hmm. And people, you'll be able to connect with people, with your target market on such a deeper level. So,
you know, so it's not only a revenue stream, but it's a way of getting much deeper into your marketplace and into the mind of your marketplace. You know, things like surveys and you know, casual conversations with people are helpful.
There's
but,
no doubt.
There's nothing though like taking somebody through the exact process. I mean, I never thought of myself as a coach, but in the early years, I certainly hands taught a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I learned so much because I'm like, oh, you didn't know that? Oh, wow, I better make sure that when I teach this to large groups that I include that in a lesson because I thought everybody knew this.
Yeah.
And so that was incredibly valuable. And what's better is you're being paid to do your own market research. That's hard to beat.
That's true, absolutely.
Let me raise an issue that I think that concerned me initially, and it might be on the backs of some people's minds too. A lot of people, the word coaching has become very popular, and I think because it's something that people want, and it's an attractive concept. But there are a lot of things that, where the name coaching is put on it.
Yeah.
And it's not really coaching at all. I'm just going to lay it out, and this is me talking, not you, so I'm responsible if anybody doesn't like what I'm saying. There's these sort of deals where you buy something, and next thing you know, there's some very persuasive, emphatic person on the other end of the phone telling you you need to sign up for the, 5 or 10 or 20 or God knows what it is these days, coaching program, so-called coaching program. And next thing you know, nothing's really happened, and you're not really getting the kind of support and attention that you thought you were going to get, and maybe the person rendering the service is, not really that skilled. And I mean, there's a lot of this going on. Without you commenting negatively about anybody else's activities, what is different about the way you approach coaching? How do you approach this topic or this practice?
That's a great question, and I think this doesn't just apply to coaching. This applies to marketing. This applies to business in general. And when my business started making amounts of money that were like freaking me out,
mm-hmm.
When I started making, $25,000 or more in a month, and I was like not used to that kind of money, I had to work on mastering my psychology about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started thinking, wow, all right, I just got to sell more, and then I'm going to get, maybe making $1 million before I know it. And a part of me, really got focused on money and on mm-hmm. making money and making sales. And I know my stuff helps people, so, but I wasn't as, I got a little bit off of one of the things that I think is the most important thing, which is people actually getting results. People actually, just making sales isn't enough. I mean, you can't force people to listen to your product. I know Sean D'Souza talks about consumption, and that's one of the things that we focus on too, is really getting people to actually consume our products and listen to the audio programs and stuff like that. But, you can't force people to listen to it. So there's, there's a certain level of, there's only so much you can do. But I do believe that you really, if you take responsibility and you really make it your mission to help people, then that's what it's really all about. And I think the whole, there's people who, create crazy coaching programs, call it coaching, and it's a, and basically you're just listening to a little recorded message, or you're getting an email maybe with once a week with some ideas on it. I think anything that can facilitate growth and change, anything that can support people, train people, maybe break it down into bite-sized chunks, or, anything that helps people, I think is a good thing. And I think, any sort of format that it comes in, if it's in, some people have e-coaching and e-courses and whatever format, I don't think it's really about the format. I think it's about two things. Is it going to really help people get the results that they want? And is it worth the investment? Mm-hmm. Are people getting a great deal? And are people getting something that's really going to make a difference? And, what's the answer to that, and who's to say whether something is a good deal or not, or whether people are going to get results or not? I mean, who knows? I mean, I think ultimately it just has to lie in the heart of the business owner that's providing the products and services to see that for themselves and to make those decisions those decisions for themselves. So, you know, I think that the whole thing is really just about where are you coming from. And, you know, and it's easy to get lost in the whole making more money thing. And like I said, I found myself getting carried away by it at a certain point in my business too. But, you know, I think if you just, maybe most people have a good heart, you know, have big hearts and want to help people. I think most of the people who are attracted to you have big hearts and they really want to help people. They want to make money and they want to have a good business and they want to be self-employed. And, you know, I'm sure many of them are and want to just increase their success. But, you know, there are some who don't. I was just floored yesterday or the day before. I read this article on the BBC about this man who took his 18-year-old daughter, put her in his cellar, and locked her there for 24 years, and then he fathered her 7 children and kept them all in the cellar. And I'm like, how is it that people like this live in this world? I just don't, you know.
Right, right.
It's like, my goodness, my I was floored by it. I just couldn't believe that there are people out there who will do crazy stuff like this. And that's obviously the far, far, farthest extreme, I think, that human beings go. But, you know, when it comes to being in business, you know, some people are going to be over far on the one side, you know, very altruistic, very much wanting to help. And in fact, even to their own detriment, which I think is maybe too far to the other extreme, where people are like, give, 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 aren't making much money for themselves, don't care, you know. I think that's, you know, maybe goes too far. So you've got to find, you know, we all just have to find our own balance, what's right for us. And, you know, can you sleep well at night? Do you feel good about what you're doing? Are you getting, you know, a lot of success stories? Are people writing to you and telling you you're doing great and how much, you know, your products and services are helping them? You know, if you're getting a lot of that stuff, then, you know, hallelujah. And if you feel good about what you're doing, you know, I think it's really up to each person to do that. I know for me, you know, I'm very, very extremely focused on results for my clients that I work with one-on-one as well as others.
Well, that's an area I imagine where you probably find yourself coaching people, you know, finding that balance between, you know, basically it boils down to giving and receiving. What am I giving? What am I getting back? Some people are maybe too focused on giving and never think about receiving. They require some rebalancing.
Yeah.
Some people are maybe a little too focused on getting. A little harder to reach those people sometimes, if that's their nature.
You'd be surprised. Most of the people who are drawn to coaching really have a big heart for helping and have a problem with receiving. It's one of the biggest challenges that the coaching industry by itself faces is the fact that they do have. It is, I don't know if it's harder to reach the people who have these big hearts and have maybe some resistance to receiving, as you know, I think it could be just as tough on both sides as the people who are, you know, really good at receiving but not as good at giving. I think there's challenges on both sides for sure.
Well, let's talk about what happens when somebody does get that into balance. And on the one hand, they get their value up. In other words, they come up with programs and that are really, you know, very, very worthwhile and really helping people get the results that they're seeking. And then they figure out how to monetize their effort fairly for both sides of the equation.
Yes.
And fairly can mean you making a ton of money, by the way. There's nothing
here
about
making
a fortune. And let's focus on that a little bit. You've talked about coaches getting to 6 and even 7 figures a year in revenue. What does a business like that look like? How do you get from, you know, no coaching business to something like that? What are some of the milestones and what are some of the things that people need to think about?
Yeah. Well, you know, everything starts with, you know, a goal or an intention where, you know, what you want to create. You know, do you want to create a 6-figure income? You want to create a 7-figure income? Whatever it is. And then, setting some milestone objectives along the way. If you want to create a 7-figure income and you have 0 income, then you probably want to aim for 6 figures and maybe even aim closer. Like, all right, let's get my first couple coaching clients under my belt, then I aim for maybe $3,000 in revenue, monthly revenue, $5,000. Just keep going for the next target, the next target, the next target. In terms of, you know, what it looks like and what you need to do, you know, most people already have, especially people who really want to help people get results, and like I said, a lot of people drawn to the coaching industry really have a heart for helping. You know, if you and the coaching process in and of itself of just meeting with people regularly, focused on their goals, their challenges, their progress, that's going to make a big impact on people. And there's also training that's available to help people become even better facilitators of growth and change. I have a coach training program called the Rapid Coaching Academy, which is a home study coach training program where people can, you know, listen to the audio programs and train themselves. And we have like a buddy coaching system where people can practice coaching with each other and stuff like that. But, you know, if you can actually help people produce results, I mean, then people are willing to pay for results. That's why people hire coaches. People hire coaches because they want to get a result, and they have something that they want. They're trying to get it on their own, but with little success, or it's just not happening fast enough. They can't stand being where they are any longer. It's just, you know, too frustrating to be stuck wherever they are. And then if they hear about what you do and how you can help them, you know, people, if they're going to get the results, people are willing to pay, you know, some pretty good money for that. So, you know, I'll just give you a couple examples. One of my clients is a parenting coach. So she helps parents who have children that are monsters.
Okay.
I don't know if she would use the word monsters, but, you know, basically.
But you would.
Yeah. I have no problem with that. I don't have kids, so I can call them monsters, I guess. But, you know, kids who behave inappropriately. They're rude. They act out. They maybe hit their siblings. They get into fights. Maybe use drugs. You know, whatever. Whatever bad behavior children can do. My client Susan, she helps those parents turn their child's behavior around. So just a little over a year ago, she had one client. She was making $500 or maybe two clients. She was making $500 a month from coaching. And working somewhere else, you know, working at a full-time job. And then, you know, I worked with her to help her really hone her marketing materials, her website, help her build up her email list, a lot of things that I'm sure you guys, you know, you're teaching, and a lot of people on your faculty will be teaching stuff about
we'll
that.
We'll have a complete encyclopedia of all that material at System 2008 for sure.
Yeah. So, you know, I helped her to do a lot of those sorts of things, helped her to market herself locally as well. And, you know, and basically the process is that you get yourself in front of people. So whether that's, through the Internet or locally through, you know, networking or doing some local presentations and stuff like that. And then when you're in front of people, you offer them a free coaching session. And that initial coaching session, I have a process called Free Sessions That Sell, which is also an audio program that I, you know, training program that I sell, that helps people. It creates tremendous value. In fact, you mentioned Robert Middleton. I offered Robert Middleton a free session. That's how we ended up working together. And he had written in his newsletter that the free session that he had with me was more valuable than practically any paid consulting session he'd had.
Wow.
So this free sessions that sell process, it's a really powerful way to help people and get them to see the value of ongoing coaching. And so that's one of the things I helped her to do, to learn this process. And then basically you can, if you already have an email list, you can package your free session into, you know, I teach people how to make the free session offer into something that's valuable that people are going to be like, oh, wow, I want to get this free session. You know, it's something that people will want to have. And then you have the free session with people, and then they hire you. So, you know, through working part-time on her coaching business over the course of a year, she, you know, went from $500 in monthly revenue to over $10,000 in monthly revenue, and now she does it full-time. She doesn't have a regular job anymore. And
amazing. And so it starts with having something valuable to share. Then it goes to a system for generating leads,
mm-hmm.
In other words, prospects, people that are interested, not selling yet. And this is mm-hmm. for people that are kind of new to this whole process. You don't have to become Joe Pro super salesperson overnight. Your first goal is to just get people to, you know, I used to say make the phone ring, and now these days, enter their email address.
Yep.
And then once you've got that flow of people, then you present them with things that establish your credibility, and then your method here is that free, I forgot the term you used, but basically the free consultation, but just not any old random free consultation. I'm sure it's very patterned and structured, and it serves the prospect, and it's also a good sales environment for you as well. And now you've got a customer. One step at a time, and each part of the process leading to the other. I mean, it's very hard to get a stranger. I think this is maybe where I'm just trying to imagine where coaches are falling down, or would be coaches. You know, if you don't have a lead generation system that's bringing you fresh prospects on a regular basis, you really don't have much of a chance of getting anything done. And if you don't have a well honed method for converting. It's not so much that you're actively converting somebody who's a prospect into a customer, but just simply creating an environment where people, you know, for whom this deal makes sense, will see the value and take advantage of it. So you need that kind of a piece too. And really, you know, that's kind of, in a way, it's almost that simple, right? I mean, you've got the value, you're generating the leads. And then you're demonstrating value, and you're going for the sale. That's part of it too. You can't just talk aimlessly with people for days and weeks, you know, that won't
right.
go anywhere.
Yeah, and it doesn't help, it doesn't serve the potential client or customer either. I mean, you know, you want to help them, you know, the faster you can start helping them, the faster you can get them, you know, and I think that, you know, in a free coaching session, you know, you can only do so much if you wanted to, like, try to solve everybody's problem. I mean, you can't help somebody lose weight, lose 100 pounds in one coaching session. That's important.
Right.
That's why it's so important in that free session to get people to enroll into 6 months or a year of coaching so that you can actually work with them over time to make sure that they, you know, to dramatically increase the likelihood that they're going to get the results that they want. And, again, I feel like the results that a client is looking for are inevitable. How fast are they going to get there? Who knows? But as long as they're consistently taking action and doing the right things on, you know, in the outer world, and they're also working through their inner stuff, their own fears, doubts, you know, limiting thinking and all that stuff, it's absolutely going to happen. And by having coaching, that just can, you know, really speed up the process.
Well, you know, you've really opened my mind up to coaching and the value of it. I really, you know, I guess it was just a mental block for years. I couldn't see it because I never experienced it. But, you know, talking with you, I really see that this is, you know, something relatively new, but it's something really that makes sense. And for anybody that's, you know, good with people and has a body of knowledge, you should definitely, if you're going to enter the information marketing business, you should strongly consider adding a coaching component, not only for the extra revenue, which appears to me to be pretty significant. I have many colleagues that are doing six figures in addition to everything else they do simply by having a coaching program.
Yeah.
So just on the financial side, it makes sense. But also on the side, you know, if you're really committed to your customer's progress and advancement, which you should be, you'll be happier that way if you're in a business where you feel that way. This is a very helpful thing to add to your mix of products. So it's, you know, it's the old classic win-win-win. Christian, you're the master at helping people conceive of these businesses and set them up. So I would say if anybody's listening and you are already a coach or you are intrigued by what we're talking about, this would be a session that you would definitely want to attend. I also want to point out Robert's going to be talking a little bit about his coaching program. That's Robert Middleton. He's going to be conducting a session. Dave D., who's a member of the original system class of 2002, has a business where he helps people like me develop mastermind programs for their clients, and he's going to be talking a little bit about that. So this is going to be, System 2008 is going to be probably the best place in the internet marketing world ever to come and learn about coaching from all different angles. And then, of course, as Christian alluded to earlier, we've also got some of the best information marketers in the world who are going to be teaching and talking about how to build that kind of a business. We're going to have two, at least, maybe three, but definitely two sessions that are devoted explicitly to lead generation. I mean, that's all that the sessions are going to be about. And in both cases, the instructors are people that are running lead generation businesses that generate six and seven figures a year. So, you know, System 2008 is going to be May 30th, May 31st, and June 1st in Chicago. It's a popular event. We only do it once a year. We have sold out our hotel room block. We did that quite a while ago. Rooms at the hotel are actually getting scarce. I mean, we could possibly just, that whole hotel may just be sold out. So if you're interested in attending, I would just strongly urge you to go to thesystemseminar.com. Read what we have to say about ourselves. You can then also go to thesystemblog.com, where you will find interviews like this one with every one of our 25 faculty members. So if you want to really examine us and find out who we are and where we've come from and what we're going to be teaching, and you want to, you know, study every possible factor of what we're going to be doing at the end of May, this is a way for you to do it. Christian Michelson, I want to really thank you for taking the time again, first to join us on this call, but also to come all the way to Chicago from your very nice home in California.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's a big trip, you know, to ask anybody to make. And you know, you're adding a lot to what we're doing. This is an area that we want to make sure that our students and our customers know more about, because it's rich with potential, not only for money, but also for personal satisfaction. And
you know, I wanted to do something to kind of encourage people to join your event also. I'm not taking on new clients right now, new one-on-one clients right now, but I wanted to give people an experience of coaching. So if anybody that ends up attending the system seminar, I would be happy to, you know, certainly attend my breakout session, but you know, feel free to come up to me during the event anytime, and I'd be happy to give you, you know, 10 minutes, maybe 15 minute, you know, laser coaching session so you can see what it's like. Not one of the free sessions that sell where I'm going to enroll you into coaching or anything like that. Like I said, I'm not taking on new clients right now, but would be happy to actually give people an experience of what coaching's like, and I'd be happy to make that available to anybody who comes to your event.
I may take you up on that myself. So a taste of the experience for people that for whom that's new to.
Yeah.
Great.
So,
well,
you know, if somebody has a challenge they're working on, if they, you know, are stuck in that perfectionism, if it's an inner thing, or maybe if they need some help with their business strategy and they're trying to work through something, you know, a lot of challenges as business owners is in making decisions, and it's just great sometimes to be able to talk out loud and bounce something off of somebody and get some different viewpoints on it. And if that's what people are going through, whatever challenge someone has, if you want help resolving it, then come to the system seminar and then come and talk to me, and I'd be happy to help you.
But that's such a great offer, and it reminds me of something we talked about earlier in the call, which maybe we'll end on. We can teach you the technical things related to internet marketing really fast. In fact, you'll come out of System 2008 with everything that you could ever possibly need, and then some. But there's this other issue, the psychological component. And someone once asked me, you know, what my biggest obstacle was in my business career, and I was sort of stopped in my tracks for a minute. And I mean, I've broken my back twice and had multi-year rehabilitation programs to get back to being able to function.
Yes.
I've had partners defraud me of hundreds of thousands of dollars and almost bankrupt. I mean, I've had all kinds of things happen to me. But when I really thought about it, the biggest challenge that I ever had was me. Clearly, you know, all those other things were trivial. And so this extra component to coaching, this discussion of, hey, why am I stuck? How am I holding myself back, or what inside is holding me back, is huge. And the technical stuff, again, you know, you learn it, you got it. Then it's okay. Can you deploy it? Can you put it, you know, to work? And you can. But it's very helpful to have somebody on your team who you can talk to, who can encourage you, who can give you insight, who can just be a sounding board. Because as we talked about earlier in the call, you we're just not likely to find that in the early years of our entrepreneurial careers. I think as we get more into, you know, our businesses and we meet other entrepreneurs over a long period of time, we start to develop some of that support. But when you're getting started, you're in an environment that just doesn't get it. they want to punch the clock and grumble about their job and go home at 5. And that's not the same mindset of somebody that wants to create something new and valuable for the world.
And, you know, that's another important reason why people should come to the System Seminar, is because instead of hanging out with all the people at home, you know, and not, you know, again, not there's anything wrong with the people at home, but, you know, that have that employee mentality, you go to the System Seminar, you're going to be in an environment where everybody thinks differently. Everybody has a little bit more positive mindset. Everybody has more of a success mindset. You're going to be surrounded by that, you know, from the presenters as well as the other participants. And I find that half of the value of coming to an event is the ideas you learn there, and the other half is the ideas that you get about your business, not necessarily from something someone taught, but, you know, maybe from somebody you talked to there, or that just kind of was triggered. Somebody said this thing and it triggered this other idea for you to try out. There's just so much, you know, creating, you know, for me, when I help clients achieve results, there's 5 things I help them do. I help them to know where they're going. I help them to strategize their actions. I help them to upgrade their skills, help them to master their psychology. But I also help them to optimize their environment, because environment is one of those things where, you know, if your environment is tainted, you don't even see it. You don't necessarily know it. You don't realize it. It's this very insidious, hidden thing that you don't really realize is going on. But when you shift your environment, you know, success can almost happen without, you know, effort goes away. It just gets so much easier by shifting your environment. It's one of the most powerful things you can do.
There's a guy, and I'm so sorry I can't think of his name, but he's famous for the fact that he was one of the creativity teachers at Disney. In other words, you know, Disney's obviously an extremely creative company, and one of his roles was to teach people within Disney how to become even more creative. And after lots and lots of thought and thinking about it, he came to the conclusion that environment's number one.
Yeah.
If you get the environment right, the creativity and the positive action just flows from that. And I'm going to put in a special plug for the system right now in that regard. There are a lot of seminars being taught on about internet marketing. Many of them are very good. But there's something a little bit different about us. We've been doing these kinds of events now for 15 years. We've been teaching internet marketing when it wasn't popular, when it wasn't the hot topic, when it was kind of, you know, touch and go whether the internet would ever take off or not. And we had an attitude back then, which we've maintained very well all the way through to this present day, is that our job is to bring new people into the industry successfully. We have a very strong abundance mindset. We believe there's tremendous opportunity. So we know where the opportunity is. We'll be talking about it at System 2008. And this will not be a guru celebrity type seminar where there's, you know, a few distant figures up on the stage pounding their chests exhorting you to do this and do that. We all come as equals, whether you're a beginner or somebody that's been in the industry since day one. We're on an even playing field. Everybody comes with something of value to offer. We have that attitude, and we really cherish our beginning students, because we've had so many people come through our programs and go on to be spectacularly successful. And I put this out every time I'm on a call and we talk about it. I will match the success rate and the success stories of graduates of the System Seminar against any 10 internet marketing seminars. Get me your what you think are the best 10 that ever lived, and put up their graduates that have gone on, and I'll put them up against mine, and I will win. And that's because of the environment that we create. It is a supportive environment. It's an encouraging environment. There's no hierarchies. There's no, you know, brat packs of, you know, these guys are better than those guys, and, you know, you don't get to talk to those guys. We have 25 real pros like Christian at his level, each in their own discipline, and they are available throughout the entire seminar. So that's what makes us different, if you're wondering. We only do this once a year, so if you do miss it, it's going to be another year before we do it again. And I have to say this, because there's no guarantee I'm always going to be teaching. I took a long hiatus from about 1995 to 2000, and, you know, I've been teaching now pretty hard from 2002 to 2008. That's a 6-year stretch. I encourage you, if this sounds like something that you want to be part of, sooner rather than later probably makes a lot of sense for you to find out more about the mechanics, the price, the place, and those kinds of things. You can go to thesystemseminar.com. And I want to thank Christian Michelson for, again, giving us his time and insight. If you have never thought about coaching before, I bet he's opened your eyes to some of the potential as a receiver of coaching. And if you are a coach, I'm sure you've got some good ideas. And if you are looking for business opportunity, or if you're in an information based business, I think he's just added several zeros to your bank account. All you have to do is execute on the idea. So Christian, we'll see you in Chicago.
All right, I'll see you then. Thanks.
Great.
Again.
This is Ken McCarthy for thesystemseminar.com. We're going to be in Chicago this year, May 30th, 31st, and June 1st. Hope to see you there. Bye-bye.